It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 130 here with Rollin in person for the last episode for a while.
Yep, it's going to be a while since we, you know, be in person again.
We decided to go home tomorrow.
I mean, I've been here for a month.
You'll be all right.
But, before this episode starts, join our Discord. Like always, you guys should know this by now.
What's the point?
Yep. But we can go ahead and get started.
Call of Duty Black Ops 6 is adding new zombies castle map. Kind of talked about a little bit last episode, but this is kind of just a deep dive into that map.
Yeah, so, you know, Call of Duty Black Ops 6 map. I don't need my notes for this. Talked about. But, you know, castle. All you need. Literally all you need. It's like a medieval type castle and everything like that. What was it called again? Something weird.
Castle zombie map midway through. Citadel. C-I-T-A-D-E-L-L-E. Des Morts. So Citadel Des Morts?
Yeah.
Yes? That's how you say it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, it's talking about season one here too. It says we'll introduce directed mode for zombies, a new enemy type, weapons and other content, like you kind of talked about last episode.
There's just going to be different enemies. I like, you know, Liberty Falls, there's like just manglers and stuff like that.
Abominations.
And then Terminus, there's different stuff. There's like these flying bat things.
Oh, did you see the video, that one thing that like grabs people or whatever? You see the one of in the elevator?
The elevator.
Yeah, it's a video on like TikTok or something. And it said Black Ops 6 is like a movie or something. Like there's two guys that are playing the game, obviously, but they run into the elevator and hurry up and try to push the button to go down. Then as the door's closing, this one reaches its arm and grabs the guy and rips him out of the elevator.
He starts,
like, it's open mic, you know, they're playing together. He starts screaming like it was real, and it looked like a movie the way it was. Like, he just grabbed him out, started screaming like he was actually getting hurt.
Wow.
And then that his friend was just dying laughing while he's going down the elevator. He made it. That was just hilarious.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Imagine just getting
rough.
Like scorpion.
I don't know what the crap.
Like scorpions kind
of
just.
It was just a big zombie arm come out of the chest of this, whatever it was, this zombie. It was a big abomination looking.
Yeah.
But he had an arm come out of his chest and grab this guy and pull him into his mouth.
What the heck?
It was rough.
That sounds rough.
It was rough. I don't know if I want to play Terminus or not, because that's just rough.
That sounds terrible.
Terrifying. Like, I don't get scared playing zombies, but holy crap, man.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it's sounds interesting.
It also says that Call of Duty fans will get a new way to experience Terminus and Liberty Falls when the season starts. Directed mode marks all the main quest objectives and caps the number of rounds at 15. To put a more emphasis on the story, all side quests and Sam trials will be unavailable in this mode as well.
Also, there's no Sam trials. So I'm guessing it's just like the main Easter eggs and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's going to be called directed mode.
You can't get you know, like rewards and stuff from Sam trials like you can get a ray gun possibly if you like. So That kind of sucks. I kind of like the same trials.
Well, it says it may not be ideal for Black Ops 6 players hoping to farm essence, but it'll help those more interested in the lore than getting the highest score possible.
Getting the high. Ooh.
Says the Citadel Desmorts will also add a new enemy type, which players can vaguely make out in an intentionally obscured image posted in Season 1 announcement. Other content coming to zombies include 18 new augments, a Perca-Cola filled upgrade, an ammo mod, 3 gobblegum like flavors like you talked about.
Yeah.
Doesn't say which flavors they are and what they do, but says, and a few new weapons.
I'm guessing it's going to be some gobblegum flavors, obviously, from Black Ops 3. I'd say, right?
Yeah, probably.
We just don't know which ones or whatever, so...
Yeah, we're not sure which one.
We'll most likely update you guys when this comes out. So.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I like the gobble guns a lot. They help out.
Especially like the shield one.
I don't really use the shield. The one I use the most is...
the ammo.
Anywhere but here. So it teleports you anywhere if you get in trouble.
Yeah.
The nowhere but here, which teleports you to downed players and automatically revives them.
I did that
to
Cole.
It's cool that it automatically revives them when you get there.
Yeah.
And then,
sometimes it doesn't, though.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. It's supposed to, but maybe it's a bug. But another one is one you chew it, and then it gives you a random perk.
And the one doesn't one give you, like, ammo?
Yes. That one. It's one. Called Cash Back. And it is my favorite one because it gives you a free max ammo, which...
You run out of ammo
a lot.
The
game is just so stingy in later rounds with max ammo.
And it's stingy with armor plates and stuff, too.
Fire cells, which is useless in later rounds, because most of the time you have guns that are pack-a-punched.
Yeah.
It gives you
like,
max
you
armor,
can get,
which is
it's
fine.
Possible to get, like, the jet gun or ray gun, but if you already have those, what's the point?
Yeah. Usually, if I don't have... I always have shotgun. Like, I use that shotgun every
single time. Shotgun.
But whatever I have as my other one just depends on what I get out of the box. Whether it's a good LMG, a good assault rifle.
That's a Tanto or something
or
like that.
Or a ray gun.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends.
I haven't got ray gun in a while, though.
I've only had it twice.
I've had it twice.
I've
had jet gun 3 times.
I have never had it.
You didn't use it whenever Colin built it. Whenever he built it. Or a teammate built it, actually.
That teammate, he had to be hacking, man. There is no way he didn't die. Listen, guys. The only thing this dude used almost the entire game
was a baseball bat. It was a max pack-a-punch baseball bat. And he had a ray gun,
and
too.
We did the Easter egg where you're trapped into the church, and you do the 4 rounds, and he used nothing but a baseball bat.
He had a ray gun, too, but it was only pack-a-punch once.
And he didn't use it much.
He literally only beat them with a bat.
Yeah, he had to be hacking to not die, because I had 2 pack-a-punch guns.
Yeah.
And I died multiple times in that church doing that Easter egg.
Yeah.
He had to be hacking. I mean, I'm happy we finished the Easter egg, and you know, where I asked you if you want to quit or whatever. I quit because like 2 in the morning at that point.
Yeah, after whenever if you don't quit, like continue, it gives you a whole bunch of crap.
Does it?
Like if you don't have your guns like matched pack punched, there's these things on the ground you can pick up that basically makes your guns like that much powerful, like how the pack punch is, and your guns actually work.
And you get kill stuff.
You get a whole bunch of the credits, like you know, like the credit, the bonus credit point or whatever. Mm-hmm. That
upgrade your gun.
Yeah, like the they like you know how it's like a you know how like the max ammo thing like pops up.
Yeah,
it's like that. There's probably like 18.
Were you the only one that continued? Yeah. So it was probably rough.
I just killed myself on purpose. I didn't want to leave because I was most likely going to lose all my progress. So, you know.
So you just let yourself.
Yeah. I had a self-revive. You like, spawn with the self-revive.
Nice.
So, that's cool. That's really cool. Hmm.
All right. GTA 6 is still set to release in fall 2025.
Yep. So, you know, we talked about this, obviously, but, you know, there's just...
Rumors about it being delayed to 2026. We talked about that, too, but apparently it's still... No, supposed to be coming out fall next year.
So
about a year from now.
Yeah, nearly a year ago, you know, Rockstar Games debuted the first trailer of Grand Theft Auto 6, which marks the franchise's first, you know, sequel since Grand Theft Auto 5 from 2013. Fans have, you know, been hoping that today's, you know, fiscal report for Rockstar's, you know, parent company, Take-Two Interactive, would, you know, include a new GTA 6 trailer. We did talk about, like, maybe a new GTA 6 trailer is going to probably come
this month
or next month.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because it's been over a year almost, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, while that did not happen, Take-Two did confirm that, you know, the sequel is, you know, still on track for fall 2025. So, you know, still, we possibly said, you know, it might be delayed or everything like that. It might be delayed till 2026. Probably January 2026 or later. At least it's not delayed.
Not yet.
I hope it doesn't get delayed.
Hopefully not. We've waited long enough. Everybody has.
Yeah. But the information was shared as part of the latest Take-Two Investors Report, which was listed a fall 2025 window for, you know, GTA 6 alongside, you know, broader release windows for multiple other games. Take-Two said Borderlands 4 and Mafia: The Old Country are set to be released during the company's fiscal 2026. The Mafia: The Old Country and Borderlands 4 are going to be released in 2026.
Yeah.
So that's all. We've been waiting for Borderlands 4 for a long time. Speaking of Borderlands 4, I seen, you know, how the movie blocked.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists, small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they'll sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the United States. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/2BG. That's uncommongoods.com/2BG for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
Even though the movie flopped, that movie gave the games higher sales.
Yeah.
I seen that.
That's pretty cool, though. Like, the movie was trash. It still helped out.
The games and everything like that. So, that's good.
Still helped 2K out. They make...
Yeah.
Take Two. Which owns...
Yeah. But, you know, this here, which should fall between April 1st to 25 and March 31st, 2026, that's when Borderlands 4 or Mafia could come out in that time range. The other upcoming titles mentioned by name are CSR Racing 3.
CSR Racing, the first one and second one, I played
a lot of that on
mobile.
It's good. I like the CSR games. You got Judas, which doesn't have a release window. These games don't have release windows yet. And while speaking with CNBC earlier this year, Take-Two CEO Stratus Zelnick acknowledged that, you know, some of the company's previous games have slipped from the original announced release dates. However, you know, he expressed that this confidence expressed his confidence that GTA 6 would make the release window. Zelnick also stressed that Now, the extended development of the game is more centered on enhancing the experience rather than, ironing out bugs. So he's making the game more smoother and stuff like that, making it look better. Even though it already looks amazing from the trailer.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna get them bugs out of there, though, eventually.
Gonna have to play it. But
it's gonna happen.
Here's a little quote here. In the case of an extraordinary title, for which there are extraordinary expectations, it's not really about bugs. It's about creating an experience that no one's seen before, and Rockstar Games seeks perfection in what they do. Explained Zelnick. And perfection is indeed, hard to measure. It really is more subjective than objective. The company noted here's fiscal that statements that GTA 5 sold 205 million copies to date across all platforms, while Red Dead Redemption 2 had 67 million. Thank you. I mean, it makes sense because it was on the PS3, PS4,
ported to every single console pretty much since PC.
It's been. That makes sense. Because, PC, Xbox, PlayStation, the last three generations of those consoles,
been on there.
Yeah, it's been on there. So it makes sense.
Well, that is impressive, but when you think about it being on three console generations,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's impressive but not impressive because how many consoles it's been on, how many platforms it's on at the moment. So,
right. Yeah.
Right, PS5 Pro has a surprise for early adopters.
So the PS5 Pro is now out in the wild, and early adopters have discovered that the updated console has dynamic new background. So there's a new background, sort of like PS5's original background. I don't know what it is. I don't have PS5.
Couldn't tell you.
But Sony announced that it was releasing an enhanced version of the PlayStation 5. Back in September, confirming, months of rumors that a PS5 Pro was on the way. I remember when we first talked about this.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was fake.
Yeah, because kind of figured there was going to be a PS5 Pro because there was a PS4
really,
Pro.
Still, though, but I still, really
there's
don't
no
think
need
there was
for
a need.
It.
Yeah, I don't think there's.
Because it's going to be $700.
$700 stinking dollars.
Yeah.
Man.
So,
get a PC.
Basically, get one of those Walmart PCs.
Yeah.
Literally like $300 more. Get that if you're gonna get something.
Yeah.
But the reveal of the PS5 Pro, garnered a mixed reaction from gamers at first, due to its both hefty price tag and lack of a physical disc drive. Despite these potential drawbacks, the PlayStation 5 Pro has generated much excitement from players looking to take their graphics of their favorite games to the next level, so much. It had already sold out outlets like Amazon almost a month before its November 7th launch day. So it literally came out yesterday.
Yep.
So those, who got their hands on a PlayStation 5 Pro early noted its improvements over the original PS5, such as its more accessible CMOS battery and the fact that its hardware can and make older PS4 games look better so it can
upscale them.
Yeah, upscale them. But now that the PlayStation 5 Pro has launched, customers who have already received their units are making an interesting discovery. As soon as they power up the console, as reported by Comic Book and demonstrated by YouTube user Shannon Gritzty, PlayStation 5 Pro has an alternate exclusive background screen that hasn't been mentioned in any advertising for the system. The new dynamic background, features a computer chip with glowing electricity flowing through the circuits. Through its circuits. So it's like a computer chip.
Huh.
So it says here, it's already getting, ample praise from the community. Cool.
Yeah. I figured it'd be something
PlayStation
related.
But But they added the background theme quietly. You know, this isn't the first time that an updated console shipped with a new fun background theme, as the Xbox One X did something similar when it launched in 2017. Overall, PlayStation fans are excited the prospect of Sony adding more alternate backgrounds themes in the future, as well as the quite common during the PlayStation 4 era. Because, you know, actually, I had a few backgrounds on my PlayStation 4 that I bought for $10.
Nice.
Some nice ones on there. I think that I can Xbox.
Yeah.
Because you have the Cavaliers one. Xbox.
Had it on there for forever.
Yeah. LeBron was on the Cavs for a while.
But, at least 9 years.
But yeah, it says
10 years.
10 years?
Because he went back to the Cavs for the 2014-2015 season. This is 2024-25.
Yeah. But, they have been downplayed since the start of the PS5 generation in 2020. Like the backgrounds, stuff like the backgrounds, there hasn't been at all. So PlayStation fans have begged Sony to bring back more custom options for backgrounds and stuff, but nothing has said quite yet. But many reports have detailed how, you know, Sony's PS5 boosts the graphical horsepower of the already visually impressive games like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and Marvel Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 does look really special. That's what happened. Let's play it.
We'll play it in January when it comes out for PC.
But it does here, but it seems like Sony was hiding a few surprises with this hardware, including that striking and dynamic background. Players, you know, likely uncover more tidbits and hidden details about the PS5 Pro now that it's available for. So you're going to find more hidden details that Sony has added and stuff. Whatever, for the PS5 Pro.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what.
Find out.
Yeah, let's find out and see. But that's all I have.
Well, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. All of our podcast socials are Twitch Geek YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Geek YouTube accounts, our other podcast socials like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah.
Facebook,
everything
pretty much.
Basically every like big platform, so.
Yeah. Our merch on TeePublic.
Yep.
And listen to our sports podcast, Brothers Sports Podcast, on every podcast platform out there, like this one is.
Yep.
Rylan, do you have anything?
No. Thank you guys for all the support. Everything recently. Pretty cool, just watching the podcast grow and everything.
Yeah,
so really awesome to see how grown in the past and general. So thank you guys for that, really, and
appreciate you guys for listening. Catch you in the next episode.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.